Lincoln Park on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 10 minutes after 8 o'clock.
This is going to be a huge hour. We have for you tickets to see Radiohead in concert, sold out at the Hollywood Bowl. That show is going to be Monday night. You can win those between now and 9. And that, I mean, you think Radiohead tickets ought to be enough?
Sure.
That's only the second best thing we got this hour. Because, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to the studios of K-Rock our friend Kevin Smith. He has joined us in the studio for every film he's ever made, going back to Clerks. And we are happy to welcome Kevin back with Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Why, coming out in theaters everywhere on Friday.
Why is my theme music Shake Your Ass?
Well, everybody's is.
Is it really?
Yeah, we just started.
It's not
using,
just me. I thought maybe it was a fat ass.
No, not at all.
I was like, you know, it's a little early to be insulted, gentlemen.
But you know what? It totally like picks people up and gets them excited and pumped up because when you're listening to Mystical, man, you can't be in a bad mood, right?
No, not at all.
That's what I'm saying.
That's creepy. It's
so, Kevin,
creepy.
How you been, man? What's
that
up?
The monitor thing is creepy. It's like Max Headroom.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, he's as creepy as they get, but you'll get used to it.
I'm well, man. How are you?
Well, we
not
have
here, I see.
I'm not there, but I'm delighted that you're here because, of course, you're in the news like every 10 days now with something else. We have so many things to talk about, but I want to start with, and especially since it's your friend Ben Affleck's birthday today.
Today it is, indeed.
How's he doing?
Ben Affleck. He's doing very well. I spoke to him the other day. It's fantastic.
Now, you haven't been down to visit him at the place, have you?
No, but I'm familiar with the place. I mean, it's plush. Plush.
It? Yeah.
No, it's beyond plush.
Is this just a place where he goes to eat well and get treatment? Is that what it is?
Sure.
I mean, he can leave when he wants, right?
They have a very wonderful program over there. You know, I wouldn't call it. It is strict, but it's not strict. They don't crack a whip at you. But
right.
They kind of leave you up to your own recognizance.
Mm-hmm.
And
but I mean,
you can go out on like day passes, but you go out with somebody and stuff like that.
Oh, somebody goes with you.
Somebody goes with.
But only if it's the Teen Choice Awards, right?
Right, exactly.
That you can go to. But it's nice. It's in Malibu, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Well, it's expensive.
Yeah.
It ought to be nice. But without dwelling on it, because we have a million other things we want to cover, I just want to ask you, because I know that you're, you know, actual friends, not just some guy you worked in a movie with once. I know you guys are actually friends. We were all really surprised.
We are
surprised.
Just actually guys that work in movies together.
We were really surprised when the story came down, just because you never hear of anything that Ben Affleck is involved in where he embarrassed himself or where he got sloppy drunk. I mean, it was really a shock to us that he even had any kind of a problem. We didn't even know.
I was as blown away as everybody else.
Really?
Yeah, it came as a complete surprise. I mean, I've said it before. I don't think I've ever seen the dude party, really. I think I've seen him over the course of the 6 years I've known him with a drink in his hand maybe twice.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird for you, too.
But
then.
It's weird, but I mean, that being said, I should say that I don't drink or anything, so like most people tend not to do it around me anyway.
Right.
But
it's not like you're partying and drinking and offering him something.
Exactly.
Right.
I'm like, want a beer?
Yeah.
No, not at all. It was kind of surprising, but you know what? He's such a shrewd cat. Have you guys ever spoken to him?
We were on the phone with him one time.
He is a shrewd cat beyond shrewd cats. Very smart gentleman. And and after having spoken to him a few times over the course of the last 2 weeks, I had it confirmed. Thank God. He's not a dude with a problem. He's a dude who's there to stem a problem
before
it becomes a problem.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Boy, that's impressive.
He is that smart.
How many people catch it before it gets to
most
be a big
don't.
Problem?
Yeah. Most don't. But here's a cat that is so career savvy. I mean, Affleck is a movie whore. He loves being in movies.
Right.
And so he's not going to ruin that. So go in and stem it before it potentially becomes
a problem.
You
know what I like a lot? I like that Kevin Smith calls people cats.
Right. I mean, what do I call him? He's a person.
Sure. So what happens when you've got a friend like Ben, and you've got a personal and a professional relationship, and you're a director with a critical eye who's pretty outspoken about things, about the big movies that get made in Hollywood that you don't like? What happens when he stars in a Pearl Harbor? What do you do and say to him about that?
You smile kindly.
Now, congratulations on the gig, right?
I guess one of the few. I mean, most people were underwhelmed.
Don't say you like
it. I was charmed by his performance in that movie. I think when he got hit in the nose with a cork, I fell in love all over again. Thought the dude was charming. Thought I pulled off the accent and whatnot. And, you know, I was not. I don't know. I didn't go into the expectations.
You were bent by your love for him.
I perhaps saw through rose colored glasses. Oh, he was not.
He
terrible.
He was terrible. He really was. And I'm
really?
Not just saying that to be controversial or whatever.
Right.
I honestly thought he was terrible.
He was bad in the movie.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. I disagree. I think, and I'm probably the most critical.
Yeah, but you
of his work to date.
You know him.
Yeah,
so
but helps. I'm kind of biased because I like him best in the stuff we've done. So I'm able to say, like, Lord, I watched, you know, Phantoms. What were you doing?
Right.
But I didn't feel that way after Pearl Harbor.
All right. Well, will he ever get to the point where he's too big or has won too many Oscars that he won't be available for your Little Dog and Pony movies, or do you have some sort of agreement for life with him?
Well, he's only won one Oscar, so we're doing okay. And that was a writing Oscar, so we're
that's
okay.
Right. And he's not in danger of any this year.
No, that's true. Well, he hasn't written anything.
Now, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. This is, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought I heard at one time that this is kind of the end of the line for these boys in the
mm-hmm.
movies. This is it.
This is the last one with those characters, or the characters that cross over.
Done what you can with them?
I think you could keep going, but get out while the getting's good.
Yeah.
You know, like Seinfeld went out at the top of its game rather than started losing people and then went away. Just go while people still like the characters. And they've got this kind of cult following, and I'm very, very comfortable with that.
Who's Jay?
Jason Mewes?
Yeah. Who is that guy?
He's never been here either.
No.
Funny cat. he's a dude I knew in Jersey. I've known for about 13 years.
He still lives there? Still
Yeah,
the
he
same?
Actually is moving out here now.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, but he's a very cool guy. Kind of guy, if you know him for like 5 minutes, he'll just whip it out and show it to you.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, that's
is he just like his character in the movies?
Yeah, the character in the movies is kind of a romanticized version of who he was when he was about 14, 15
right.
years old. But yeah, I mean, you meet him. It's people
that's
say
it.
That a lot. They're like, wow, you're just like your character.
So
but he's not like, he doesn't, I don't know, he doesn't process the gig as other actors do. He kind of doesn't think of it as, I'm a performer, and he doesn't have like some sort of Stanislavski method to the whole thing.
He's just a dude.
Just enjoys like getting free breakfast and a free wardrobe that you get to keep, and
right.
per diem. Like, you know, they give you, on movies, aside from your salary, they give you per diem, like this walk-around money.
Right.
It's like $50, $100 a day that you
right.
can blow on.
And that's his big thing. That's
Coca-Cola
what he loves.
Or something. He loves that. That's the kind of thing he gets into. We did this cameo in Scream 3.
Uh-huh.
And we got there, and they gave us a trailer, which we rarely get on the flicks we do. And he came over, and he said, look, they gave me $200 and a shirt, a free shirt. And I was like, well, we also got a paycheck. I think it was like $1,200. But since you don't see the check, that comes later on.
Right,
he was
right,
enamored
right, right.
with the notion of cash. He's like, we should do this all the time. I said, I thought we do. He's like, no, we should just go from horror movie to horror movie, popping up and making an appearance. I said, we make movies where, like, you have a much more substantial part.
Where you're the star.
Yeah. I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, but $200 and a shirt.
Well, Jason looks like he's also buying the weed like at the Costco in bulk, too. Yeah, the guy, he looks like he's just burning through it.
Yeah, he's, I don't know, you know, actually, the dude, you can't really get him to smoke up anymore.
Is that right?
Yeah, he was, and not that you try, but, well, not really. But back in the day, you know, when he was younger, when like circa Clerks, even before Clerks, he used to smoke a lot of weed, but then he just kind of grew out of it.
He just kind of stopped.
Yeah, he said it made him paranoid.
All right, well, Kevin Smith is in our studio. We have a ton of questions for you. We have people who want to talk to you on the phones. I guess if you want to get through, you can call 1-800-520-1067. We'll take a break and come right back on the world-famous K-Rock. You and your Toyota.